right here today. Thank you for watching the other episodes. It's AK here, and today I'll be talking about how you can overcome fear in every circumstances. How you can overcome fear. You may have fear when you are worried about, you know, your health. You may be afraid when you're worried about your job. You may be afraid when you are worried of your circumstances. You allow anxiety to creep in. You're just scared of everything, and you even use the word "I'm afraid" all the time. You're not confident. You have low self-esteem, and you find it just difficult dealing with basic life things. And I'm just going to talk about some little tips that you can use, especially when you are faced with the circumstances where you may be afraid. So I have 10 tips here on how you can be able to overcome fear. So the first thing is, when you're faced with an instance, for example, maybe a job interview, or for example, you have a serious thing, something very serious to address with someone, and you know your heart is panicking so seriously, and what you need to do is, first you have to breathe in and breathe out throughout your nose and focus on something happy, instead of focusing on that event, instead of focusing on what you're going to do that is making you unhappy. Choose something that is happy, and then you just breathe in and out, in and out, in and out. And then the second thing that you need to do is visualize yourself being confident and competent. So, you know, you may want to talk about something to somebody and you are scared, so look at yourself. Like, you have to picture yourself first of being confident. Don't just walk into situations you are scared of something. Don't just walk into those situations with your, you know, with panic, with fear. I do job interviews a lot of times, and I see people come in and, you know, the nerves, had a great deal of them. They're literally panicking, and the pain, you know, all of these, you can train yourself to become. You can train yourself to be confident. You can train yourself, you know, to do whatever that you want, and do not allow fear to take away, you know, your joy. Fear to take away, you know, the beautiful things that you have for yourself. So you visualize before you go into that circumstance. Let's say it's a job interview. Before you go there, try to be confident. Visualize yourself. See yourself speaking eloquently. See yourself, you know, knowing your stuff and saying it. You know, you want to talk to somebody or to your partner, something that you are so worried about. See yourself talking about it in an amicable way, in a way that they will understand, not in a way that something you've just heard, something that is going wrong, you know, maybe with your partner, or with somebody, who starts screaming and swearing and, you know, saying all sort of things, instead of taking yourself, because you are so scared of what may happen or because of what they've done, you are hurt. You shouldn't, you know, demonstrate those sort of characteristics. If you are, you're feeling hurt or pain, you need to calm yourself down, take a deep breath, visualize yourself being confident and competent in addressing that situation. You know, you call that person and talk in a way that they can have some sense in their brain, rather than you shouting and screaming, because that never solves any problem. Okay, so the third thing you can use is, you can use affirmations. Use affirmations to control your fear. For example, I said, I am not scared. I am happy. I am confident. I can do this. I refuse to be troubled by anyone. I know who I am. I am full and full of happiness. My life is great. Nobody can disturb me. Nobody can disturb my peace. I have peace at every time. You know, you begin to say things like this to yourself. You know, you see you calming down and being at a state of peace and rest. You know, another thing you can do is, you meditate and bring yourself in a calm state of mind. You meditate, you spend some quiet time, and you just reflect over it and think over it and do some meditation about it. The fourth thing you can do is journaling. Write it down. What scares you? What is it that scares you? The moment you have to use a pen literally to write it down. You write it down, and as you're writing it down, you're processing your emotions about it. Don't be too quick to speak, please. Don't be too quick to react, you know. The sixth thing you can do is talk to somebody positive, somebody who can give you good advice, you know. Always, always know that you must have friends that, you know, you can talk about your things to them in a positive way. Somebody who is doing everything possible to be a positive person. You know, if you don't have anybody positive, I'm right around the corner. Get my contact and call me. If you're facing difficulties or anything and you need some positivity to be injected into you so that you can think rationally, get the phone call and call me. Get in contact and call. I'll be well able to receive you and give, you know, a positive view about the situation, or I will remain neutral and impartial and actually, you know, talk to you, or we talk about it together. So have those kind of people around you that you can call, somebody you can trust, somebody you can talk to them and just process what is going on. Don't hold on to that by yourself. The seventh tip that I would like to talk about is read a good book on your specific fear. What is it that you are scared about? Get a book about the fear and start reading it. Reading it before you see you overcome. If it's about relationship, Google fear in relationships. If it's about work, fear at work, fear for interviews, fear for this, you know, everything you have, you just need a phone, a Wi-Fi or internet, and you just Google these things and read it. Stop panicking. There's help everywhere. Stop panicking, you know. The eighth thing to do is take action and face your fears. What actions do you need to take? If you really need to address it, then take the action and address it amicably. Address it competently, with confidence, as I said earlier. You must take the action. Don't stay there being worried about your fear. Nobody is a lion that will eat you up. Nobody, you know, who are you scared of, you know, that you are afraid to address the situation? They're all human beings, you know, even if it means who. I don't even know anybody in this world that I can be scared to talk to, you know, because they're all human beings. They started from somewhere to be where they are. So do not be afraid, whether it's at work or wherever, you have to address the situation. You know, remember that the ninth thing is that you have to remember that fear is just an imagination. You are not, you know, and you are not the only one with fears. Lots of people have fear. You are not the only one. It's an imagination. It's what you are thinking in your head. If a frightful situation arises and you change it, right, you change the situation to be a lovable experience, that's what it would be. It's just about your thoughts and what you think about it. So the tenth tip will be think positive. Think positive. Always think positive in every situation. Do not think negative. Do not think that the worst will happen. Nothing would happen, no matter what. Even if something is happening, use that situation as a positive experience to improve on your life, to improve on your changes, you know. So I hope you've been able to listen to something today that will be able to improve on your life in regards to fears in whatever that you experience. And I hope these tips will be able to kind of, you know, help you to live a peaceful, happy, and a simple and a good life. Thank you for listening. Catch you next time. Bye.